I am here in Cornwall, Camborne in Cornwall, at the amazing Bat Cave belonging to Safe Haven. Safe Haven are the most amazing charity based down here in just about as far southwest as you can go, really. And they just do the most amazing things. So I just wanted to have a chat to the amazing people so you can find out what they really do, and hopefully send them some money. So
be nice.
I'll go from I can never sort out my left and right, so I'll go from
this side.
Right, I'll go from I'll go from this end, if you like. Yes. just say your name, introduce yourself, what you do at Safe Haven.
Okay, Louise, I'm a trustee and the treasurer as well for my sins. I come and help out, and as you can see, I'm a gardener as well. So I do all the gardening work here as well. It is a lot of roses.
It is.
74.
Yes.
74 roses. 74 roses. Brilliant. Thanks, Louise.
Hi, I'm Jackie, better known as Pixie. I'm the co-founder of Paula, and I started this 2015-ish. This is his back cave.
Yeah.
Paul's back cave. I'm the co-founder and chair of Safe Haven Cornwall.
Amazing, thanks Pixie.
I'm Libby, I'm also a trustee. I help around and do what I can to give back from what Trust Safe Haven's done for me.
Yeah.
They mean the world to me.
Amazing. And I'm not surprised, because you've got the most amazing grounds. You've got the most, like, you've got a stone circle, you've got chalets that people can come and stay in. You've got like an amazing converted static caravan. So you really are a safe haven. People can come here.
Right, and from the beginning.
Yeah.
You leave the real world in the car park.
Yeah. And you can just
be
safe and just be you, can't you?
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
So you've only been going 9 years.
Yeah.
And
we got our registered charity status 3 days before lockdown.
Amazing.
And we were all ready to celebrate, and then we couldn't do anything.
All hell broke loose for life.
But we ran all through lockdown.
Yeah.
We ran a support group every night on Zoom for the first
every night for
6 or 7 weeks, and then it settled down a bit, and we did 3 nights a week. And then after so many weeks, we were allowed to meet in person.
Yeah.
And you could only have so many people, and you had to be sat so far apart outside. But we're lucky, because we've got outside.
You've got the most amazing grounds.
So we did everything outside, and we kept printing out what we could do, because people kept reporting us to the police. We'd have the police rock up and say, "You've got 15 people here." Yes, because we're allowed to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So we ran right through lockdown. We didn't stop.
Amazing.
We did our support groups and everything, following what we could do. So we had to be careful with numbers, but you know, at least we could.
But still, like, the fact that you survived and thrived through all of that time is just.
Yeah, and we did the Zoom groups amazing. All the way through, didn't we?
We did. Yes. Yeah. I caught the end of those ones.
Yeah, you came at the end, didn't you? But, yeah, we did them right the way through.
So tell me a bit about Safe Haven. What is it that you do? What do you provide? Some of the services.
We support, befriend, advise, help trans, non-binary, and questioning people and their partners and their family members. And we run 3 regular support groups. We have a Tuesday night. Every Tuesday is trans, non-binary, questioning. Every other Monday is family group. Family group's really special, because that's partners, parents, family members, friends, because they've all got stuff they need to talk about.
Of course they do.
Not necessarily to their trans person.
And also trans people are not allowed on that night.
That's brilliant.
So
it's a safe
very,
haven
very,
for families as well.
Because when you're the partner of a trans person, you launch from wanting to wrap them in bubble wrap and protect them from the world to wanting to, you know, walk away as fast as you can, and you flip between the two. And, and parents have a very different set of issues, because they've got to suspend what they thought they knew.
Of course they do.
And you can talk about all of that here.
They almost have to
grieve the child they thought
grieve
they had.
The image of the child.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And then face the
reality. Libby's mum comes along. And,
really?
And she's become a really valued part, because other parents can talk to Christine. Because Christine can say with relic, because how long ago did you tell her?
I told her. It was on the way up to see my auntie up in Camelford, captive audience.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago, was it?
It was about 6 months after coming out here.
Yeah. 2 years maybe. So it's all new, and it's that's important. The family group is important.
Yes.
And once a month we do one and all, and that's when everybody can come.
Yeah.
So trans partners, friends, allies, parents, and that's really valuable because you talk to, you know, parents of trans children can talk to trans adults.
But I also learn from trans male.
Yes.
Because I didn't know their story. I know my story.
Yeah.
But, we've got a lot of trans guys, haven't we? Yeah.
Amazing.
We've got a lot of trans guys.
That's really good. And you've got so many allies as well, haven't you?
Yes.
From the village and further
the village. The village are wonderful. We live in this little tiny village, 110 houses. And we got a lot of the people from the village who come and support our events. I mean, we've got our spa night tonight. We hire the spa of a local hotel.
Yeah.
And it's just for safe haven. Because a lot of trans people won't use public swimming pools or...
And I haven't, you know, I used to swim twice a week and I haven't swum since I transitioned.
To our spa night then.
We're doing that
in Transfest as well. You know, we have the spa from 8 until 11 at night.
Yeah.
The back cave is open. So if one person wants to go to spa and their partner doesn't, they're here. And a lot of the people from the village come down and it's just like a regular pub night. It's lovely.
It's brilliant,
really
isn't
nice.
It?
Yeah.
And how often do you do the spa night?
Every month. Second Saturday of the month.
It's just phenomenal. And it's, you know what, I think you're by far the biggest support group now in the whole of Cornwall, I think, and you're by far, I think, one of the most innovative and amazing trans, non-binary and gender expansive groups that I think I've seen across the country, with the amount of effort and everything and the amount of love that you've just put into like your community and helping people, not just from here, but from people all over the country that just come down.
We had somebody over from Luxembourg, didn't we? Member in Luxembourg.
It's just amazing. I can't think of a better name for it than Safe Haven, because it really is a...
Like, when we started off, we called them Sugar and Spice Parties. That's where it started. And somebody was here and they said they wanted me to do, because we never used to do a whole year calendar. Mm-hmm. We used to do a few months ahead, but she wanted a whole year calendar. She said, I need to know when I'm coming to my safe haven.
Amazing. That's just like, beautiful, isn't it?
Okay.
It's so just amazing.
That's how it got its name.
Yeah. It's amazing. And one of the most amazing things that I think you do, and you know, there's lots of trans prides all up and down the country.
And trans holidays.
You know, what you do here once a year is an amazing thing called Transfest.
Yeah, Transfest is brilliant.
What happens in Transfest?
Yes, we have parties, barbecues, discos, taiko drumming, belly dancing,
bands,
discos,
have trips out. This year we're going to Dingle's Heritage Fun Fair, we're having a day in Falmouth and going to the Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
Going to Eastpool Mine up here, which is a tin mine.
Yeah.
We're also going to a clay mine, a very old clay mine up at St Austell.
Yeah.
We have people coming in, we've got hypnotherapists coming in doing group work, we've got the voice coach coming in.
Yeah.
We got our summer ball on the 15th.
That's brilliant.
We have a photographer and red carpets.
Just,
and
what was it, 9 days, 9-10 days of just the most amazing events packed in, all of them are free.
Yeah, and also the it's to help the people, new people, coming out.
Yeah.
Like I did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
To get confidence.
Yeah, of course.
That's our tagline. You know? Confidence is infectious. Catch it from us.
Nice.
Because people come
each night as well. Huh? Let us table each night as well.
Yeah, every night. Yeah. There's something on every night. And some nights we got a quiz, we got
game time.
Pool.
Yeah.
Competition.
What else we got in the evenings? We got pasty night, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Barbecue night as well. It's a barbecue,
amazing.
And if we haven't got a band, Libby's our DJ, so Libby will be striking up. There's something going on every night. And
I should come down and do a gig for you.
Absolutely. But Transfest allows people to come and do as much as little as they want, because we have the camping field as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, people can come down, and if they can look on the itinerary, and it's on our website, and it's on Instagram.
We'll post it on there.
And we say, you know, if you whichever things you want to do, tell us and look into them.
Yeah.
But you can also go off and explore Cornwall.
Yeah.
You can go and it's and an you're, amazing
you're, and
place.
And you're in the most amazing part of Cornwall, and Cornwall's one of the most amazing parts of the country. So it's, you know, it's just, I think it's just like the most beautiful festival run by the most beautiful bunch of people in the most beautiful part of the country. I mean, why wouldn't you want to come down? You know.
Agreed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's just, honestly, it's such an honour coming down to, I'm actually getting quite emotional about it. It's such an honour to come down and meet you, because I've wanted to see it for ages.
To welcome you
and
down.
It's,
we're a long way down from you.
Yeah, but you know what? It's,
and thank you for your support, because you funded Transfest for Slashing.
Yeah, we did.
You made
and,
it possible. You made it possible for us to run. The main thing with Safe Haven, right from the start, is we don't charge anybody to come here.
No.
We don't charge for support groups. We don't charge for the party nights. We don't charge for anything. Because the minute you charge anybody, you're excluding somebody.
You are, absolutely.
And last year, with your help, what we were able to do, we went to, where did we go last year?
Pendennis.
We went to Pendennis Castle. Yeah. Oh, that was
amazing.
Awesome. Pendennis Castle.
Yeah.
We had a beach day. And where else did we go? We went somewhere else. It was gone. Oh, Bodmin Jail.
Oh, that was it.
Yes. Oh, amazing. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Everybody booked on to go.
Yeah.
We paid for everybody to go.
Amazing.
If people wanted to pay, because a lot of people say, no, I want to pay my own way, so we'll donate it back again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But then nobody's going to be left out.
No.
Because we have enough problems without feeling excluded from our own community.
Absolutely.
So, and we're doing that again this year.
Everyone can come along.
And we do the same at Christmas.
Yeah.
Exactly the same at Christmas.
Yeah, I've seen the photos of this place at Christmas, and it's just amazing.
It's wonderful.
Wait, so, you see Halloween.
Yeah, and Halloween. Halloween's crazy. We have a band called Bandicoot who played here for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And they are incredible, and they love this gig. Yeah. We book it from year to year.
Yeah,
and
brilliant.
The whole cave just turns into this very spooky
place. Was it about
place.
50 odd people last time?
It was heaving in here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Get warm.
And at Christmas, we go to a local hotel who are really, really good to us. And we have the whole dining room. So again, people are comfortable.
Yeah.
And we do pay it forward. So we say, if you can't afford to come, you can still come. Because other people pay more. And so everybody pays what they can.
Yeah.
And then at the end, whatever the shortfall is, they favour and put in.
It's just amazing. You know, what you're doing is just simply amazing. And it's, and, you know, Trans in the City, me and all my directors are just so honoured to be able to help you, because I just think you're doing the most phenomenal job. And I think, you know, like, absolutely everybody should know what you're doing, because what you're doing is just wonderful and amazing. And it's such an amazing thing to be here, finally. Finally to be able to make it down here. But it's just such an honour.
It's a long way down, isn't it?
It's not that far. I'm going to be back a lot, honestly.
Yeah, but, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
People come here, then they realise that it's not nasty. No nasty at all.
Yeah.
Just.
We got a wonderful trans boy in Blackpool, and he's been coming down here for a few years with his mum.
Yeah.
And every time they come down, Mum Beck says, "It's taken me 15 hours to get here." It's like, no, it didn't. Take me 30 hours to get here. And they still come down. And we've watched him go from a really insecure, scared, bullied, targeted 13-year-old who was out of school more than he was in, and struggling with life, really struggling with life. He's now confident. He's 15. He's going to Gran Canaria with. Oh, that's something else we do. We run a holiday.
Oh, amazing!
We go to Gran Canaria every March, and he's coming with us this year with his mum and mum's partner, who's a trans girl.
Yeah,
and they met here. Dead excited. We're like a little dating agency. And he'll be 16 when we're in Gran Canaria.
Amazing.
And watching this young man grow and just be who he should always have been.
It's just beautiful.
Must make everything worthwhile.
Little funny story. The last year we did, we had our summer ball, and we had six trans guys here, all in their tux and looking absolutely wonderful. And I got a photograph of them all stood out there, and they ranged in age from 13 to 56.
Yeah.
And they're all stood there with their pints,
yeah,
all looking wonderful. Got this lovely photograph. And whenever the toilet debate comes up, and yeah, my argument is, so we're going to have a lot of big hairy men in the ladies' end, that's going to be fun. I hold this picture up and I say, which one's a trans guy then?
Yeah.
Which one would you allow in the ladies and which one wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. I say, well, they all are.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Absolutely, yes.
Ta-da! But, yeah, yeah, you know, trans guys used to be quite invisible because they blend in so well.
Yeah.
And they're quite invisible. Yeah. But they have other issues going on.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
And they come here.
And that's why I like this.
We have a great time.
Yeah.
You know, but watching, you know, watching Leo become
Incredibly, isn't that the joy of this, though, for me?
The joy is seeing people who don't know who they are and don't know where they're going and don't have any support network and getting them in the door and just giving them a big hug and saying it's okay.
Giving them a safe haven.
Sort of infectious, isn't it?
It is sort of infectious, isn't it?
Louise, Libby and the beautiful Pixie, thank you so much for inviting me down here. It's been so amazing coming to see you. And dates of Transfest are
8th to the 16th
of June.
Of June.
8th to the 16th of June.
So yeah, I will absolutely definitely try to get down here, and I absolutely recommend anybody, absolutely anybody, to come down here because it's just the most amazing place and the most amazing place. So
absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming down.
Yeah. See you soon.
See you.
Safe haven in Cornwall.